Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour of the week for us. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully everybody has fun Thanksgiving Day plans. Hopefully you're kind of already getting ready for it. Maybe you're not even at work today. A lot of people are.
Yeah, man. I got the first spot. I got the first spot in the parking deck on the red.
It was easy driving into work today.
If you're listening and you're going up 85 North, get your ass out the way. All right?
Because you're coming or what?
I'm coming. I'm going home. I got to go home, man. Dude, I'm finna go home. I can't turn it. I might turn some Christian juice when I get home.
Great.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't got. There's all the food. What did they say? All the hay's in the barn.
Uh-huh.
All the hay's in the barn. I don't have to leave my house until Monday.
I got to do a little bit more prep tonight. Cutting, because we're not going to cook it all till tomorrow, obviously.
No.
But got to get some stuff chopped up. Got to get everything kind of ready to go.
I got everything. It's 90 bushes in my trunk right now. Okay. Okay. 90 cans of bush in the trunk. Charcoal's in there. The fire starter. Everything, all the food was, all the meat, everything's been bought. I got the ham hock. Everything is ready for Thanksgiving. I don't have to leave my house until I got to come to work on Monday, Bunk. That's what I'm saying. Like, everything is ready. So I'm going to go home, man. I'm going to light me up a cigar because this is the last nice day until
for
a minute.
Yeah, it's going to get real cold.
Yeah,
so
I'm
going
to have to fire me up a couple stogies, get everything ready for it outside as far as the cleaning around the grill area, get the outdoor, like, burners ready because Mama bringing chitlins. And Mama ain't cooking it. Mama, she's listening. Like, them chitlins, they cook outside. They'll be cooked when they get to the house. But, like chitlins in the microwave are like fish in the microwave. Like, so we're going to have to heat them up outside.
Sounds like you need a new microwave.
Yeah, we're going to have to heat them up outside in there. But, yeah, everything is real ready for Randy until Monday.
Good.
Got to leave the house.
Good.
Don't plan on leaving the house.
I'm happy to hear that.
But
that's good.
She's going to get me out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's going to be something. There's going to be something. Now, we got all kinds of plans. We're not. Yeah. I mean, my wife has to work tomorrow and Friday.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. It's, you know,
her regular hours?
The news never stops.
But her regular hours?
Yeah. Now, I think tomorrow a lot of it will be like they cover all the different parades.
Right.
So they'll be doing that.
Okay.
And then Friday's kind of back to normal. But Saturday, one of the biggest days on the bunker calendar, we get to go up to Blue Ridge, get our Christmas tree, and then go to the Christmas parade.
I always forget. Do you actually get the axe and cut it down?
In the past we have, but not the axe, but the saw.
The saw, yeah.
But then the place we've gone to the last couple of years, where we've been going to this place for 10 years, but the last couple of years, I don't know, something, they lost a bunch of trees.
Well, somebody fell, so a tree fell on somebody?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
they just don't
have them.
Oh, like, I thought they wouldn't let you do it no more because somebody, a tree fell on somebody.
No, nothing happened.
Oh, okay.
But like, they're, you know, because you, I don't know how long it takes to grow a Christmas tree that's ready to cut down,
right?
But it's not 1 year,
right?
You know, probably 10 years or something like that. So something happened 8 years ago or 10 years ago where the ones that would be ready right now aren't. I don't know what that was. Do you have a tree disease?
Do you have to reserve them? Like call them, let them know you're on the way?
No, you just go up.
You just pull up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Remember the 1 year, a couple years ago, I forgot to pay for the tree?
I do remember that. You stole them folks' tree.
I did accidentally, but then I paid for it the next year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's why you're going to be blessed.
Well, I was like, hey, Last year, me and my wife had a miscommunication. I thought she paid. She thought I paid. We didn't realize we hadn't paid for this tree until we got back to Atlanta. So I was like, I'll just pay them next year. So I told them, and they were like, wow, that's really that's nice of you to tell us that.
That's why we talked about yesterday, if you made that hole in one like that. I mean, I do that all the time. If I've in a lot of times it's when you're at freaking Sam's Club and you'll walk out. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you go back.
Yeah, I go back because I don't want that karma.
You don't need that karma.
I don't need french fries that bad.
No, right. You can afford them. You can afford them.
But yeah, I ain't got to do nothing.
Yeah, no, it's good to – I appreciated when you said that the other day, that if I would have made that hole-in-one by myself, that you would have believed me.
I would have believed you.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie. I would have believed you. I don't lie about stuff. My lying days are in the past, Randy.
We'll change that. Ashley's getting caught. I think all of us, like, all right.
Not by her. But.
You know what? Damn it. All right. Damn.
If you don't lie, then you don't have to have a great memory.
Yes. And the thing about it is I have great memory about certain things, but I just think now because I got old Magnum Donna.
Magnum P.I. Donna.
It's like, I'm not, like, it's too much. The thing that I'm.
Donna P.I.
The thing I'm more scared about than anything in the world, Andy, is the screenshot. Because it's hard to be.
Can't Donna.
You know, and she knows what it looked like. You know, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like. How am I getting away with that?
Those days are behind
Those
me.
Those days
well.
Are way behind me, man. Those days so, are behind yeah, me dog. As well. So I'm just like, you know what? just stay your ass at home, man.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Goodness gracious. All right. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, this week it was pretty game specific. There's a lot of different things that change up when it comes to those type of things. I think you've seen a bunch of different personnel groups, or more personnel groups this year than you even did last year. And it was kind of like game specific on how you want to do it and how you want to deploy it. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, Bijan being out as a wideout, or yesterday, whether it being 13 and getting those guys out there being deployed in different spots. I think it's really game specific on the game planning that we want to have done for this week. And I think those guys, kudos to Zach, kudos to all the guys that had a part to do it. Obviously, their coach, Koger. He was a coacher today, having 13 personnel.
Ain't no clips talking about this week, meaning the Jets week.
Not yet.
Okay.
That'd be today.
It'd be today? Yeah. All right, okay.
But we can talk about it.
All right. I mean, damn. Okay, they played a different personnel, 13 grouping. They did this. They did that. They played under center, all those different things. Fine.
They're going to do it again.
They're going to do it again.
Kirk Cousins will be the quarterback.
We're talking about the pyramid of Blaine.
Yeah.
They are not 3-7. Or what's their record?
4-7.
4-7 because Michael Penix is not play under center. They are not that. Michael Penix was playing his ass off when he got hurt from the pistol. I understand. Yes, he has to play under center more. I got no issues with that. But anyways, they're going up to the Jets. We talked to Dave Archer. They got some good players on the Jets. They got some disruptive defensive players that can give you problems. I still think the Falcons should go win this football game.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Falcons should go win this football game because – I think the Falcons are better than the Jets.
Yeah, the biggest question I had leading into last week was about whether or not they could beat the Saints was if Kirk Cousins could still play quarterback in the NFL.
And he can.
He can. He answered that question pretty clearly. He played pretty well. Hopefully he does that again. And if he does, you're going to beat the Jets.
Yes.
Like, if Kirk plays similarly to how he played, especially in the final three quarters against New Orleans, then you might get to the fourth quarter and not have to stress like you did against New Orleans.
But the thing about it is that they got to give him, because I know the play action was there and all those other things. They blocked it so well. They really, really did. They blocked it well. Now, it's going to be a different story. Outside, raining, 50 or so up there. That's what the weather projection was. So it's going to be a little bit tricky. Still got to lean on Bijan in the run game.
Yeah.
You still got to lean on Bijan in the run game.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the numbers at the end of the day – against the Saints were a little skewed just because of how little they had the ball in the second half, right? I mean, would they run three plays in the third quarter?
Yes.
They scored
yes.
because they got big chunk plays and scored that big touchdown pass to Mooney. But I think they were doing that with Bijan, and I think that they wanted to. They just only ran like 50 plays,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But again, if you running 50 plays and you're scoring 24 points, that's pretty good. You have to assume you're going to have more plays this game because you're probably not just going to score on two-play drives every single time you get the football. And maybe you can slow the Jets down a little bit better than you did the Saints as well, because the Saints were prolonging drives.
Yes,
like
they were
going on long
yes.
clock-eating drives.
Yes.
They just couldn't punch it into the end zone when they got there. that's not really a life you want to live. Like, you don't want to let them get down there like that and then hope, because the Jets have a field goal kicker who can actually kick.
Yes, so he got a booming.
Nick Folk could kick.
Yes,
and so they'll at least kick if they get in the red zone on fourth down. But yeah, no, I don't have any doubt that against this team, the offense and Kirk Cousins can look similarly good to how they did against the Saints.
I agree with you, but I think they got to start with the run. Like, you don't want to get Kirk in a drop back game, you know, because once you get started trailing, the play action pass is null and void, you know, and then you got to get back into that drop back game. You don't want to do that. It does seem like Drake London is not going to play in this game, which sucks. And, you know, I'm not even going to say his name no more because maybe he might make a play, maybe he don't, but whatever.
Yeah, that was pretty telling. Yeah, maybe. I mean, we kind of say what we say and all that, but like, you know, we had Arch on in the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And
like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
go back and listen to Arch's answer about Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
That's about all you need to hear.
I never go personal with anybody. And I'm not, I would never do that.
No, it's not
anybody.
Personal.
But, dude, this is awful. He's been awful.
Yeah, that's not personal.
He's been awful.
You're talking about his football.
Yeah, man.
I'm sure he's a great dad, but that's not what we're talking about.
No, man. But it's just, it's bad. And I keep saying every week, he needs to do this, he needs to do that. I'm done with it. If he does it, great. If not,
great.
I'd anticipate it more not than in.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, look, man, we're 5 years into this.
Yeah, man, that's just, I'm just done. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, they got to be able to run the football. They got to stop Breece Hall. You got to stop Breece
Hall. That's that.
And you cannot let freaking Alan Lazard, run through the middle of the field uncovered, you know, and stuff like that. Now, they got all that, I mean, I know Billy Bowman's out, but you got D. Alford knows, but. D'Alford played his ass off last game.
D'Alford's played his ass off all year.
And so,
like, he's really nice.
And so, I mean, you tackle Breece Hall, you win the game.
I think D'Alford's on a 1 year deal. They brought him back on a pretty light 1 year deal.
Right.
He's
played well.
He's earned a nice contract.
You also got to think about it too,
coming off of what last year was, right? I mean, so much of the late season frustration we had with the secondary, I mean, he was a part of that and took the brunt of a lot of that. So for him to come back and have the year he's had is really great. There's a lot of good stories on defense, honestly. And when Divine Diablo plays, which he's playing Sunday, right?
Yes.
This defense is really good when Divine Diablo plays.
Man. I'm just saying, man, like Tyrod's a vet. He don't make a lot of veteran mistakes. He don't force the ball into coverage. But one thing, he can throw that deep ball, man. And he can give you, and them receivers, A.D. Mitchell, guys like that, those one-on-one chances down the sideline. So you got to be able to cover. But more than anything, you got to tackle good, man. Especially if the weather's where it's going to be, you got to run it. You can't have those silly-ass turner, wet ball drill, those type things like that. But I still like the Falcons.
I do wonder.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About Kirk's arm in the weather.
And that was the biggest thing, because indoor, all those different things, you're going to be outside.
That's right. That's a good point.
That stadium's windy, boy. Mm-hmm. It really is. So.
Yeah. All right. That's something to watch for sure. All right. Riding to Balsley is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on Georgia Tech on Friday. He always joins us normally on Fridays from UGASports.com, but today basically is Friday. So we'll talk to Roddy next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.